At the Winter Olympic Games in Turin, there's a big development today in skiing. Bodie Miller, the leader of the American men's team, is out of the Alpine combined event that mixes downhill and slalom. NPR's Chris Arnold is covering the games in the mountains above Turin. Chris, what happened?
Hey, Alex. Well, I'll tell you, Bodie was in first place. I mean, you know, we've heard a lot of hype about him, but after the downhill segment of this race, and I should tell you that there are three parts to this race. The first is a downhill run, and then there's two runs of slalom, and whoever has the best cumulative time wins the race. And after the downhill component, Bodie was in first place. He had a strong run in the first leg of the slalom, where he was still in first place. There's been two runs in the race, and he was the guy. But on the review of the videotape, it was people saw that he had hooked one of his skis, and it was just by a couple of millimeters. I mean, you know, you could see on the slow motion video that they're showing, you know, his ski actually hit head on onto the gate that he was going around. And, you know, if it had been half an inch the other way, his ski probably would have bounced inside the gate. But as it was, it bounced around it. And that's it. He's disqualified. He's out of the race.
Well, this is a guy who has a reputation for skiing just right at the edge of things, right? I mean, this is his style.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they call it the Bodie show, you know, whereas the Austrians and other skiers have very tight form when they race. Miller, you know, is kind of famous for having his arms flying around and he's way back on his skis. At the very end of the downhill, he kind of got a little back. And, you know, when you're skiing, if you lean back on your skis, you lose control. It's much harder to turn them. But you're also going really fast when you're back there. So it's, you know, kind of like rocketing along without being able to steer. And that's his style. You know, a lot of times he'll either win the race or just blow out of the course. And that's what happened here.
So what is happening? I mean, he was in first place. What's going on with the race?
Well, there's an Austrian named Benjamin Reich, who's the big sort of superhero of skiing. And you know, the Austrians are kind of like the New York Yankees of downhill racing, and he's in first place. But Ted Ligety, who's an American, is in third place after two races. And, you know, this is the thing about the American team this time. People said in the past, like, oh, we might have one good skier or something, but we've got a pretty deep bench, and Bodie blew out of the race, but Ted Ligety is in third and could win this thing. I mean, he could medal and might even catch up to Reich. He's a very strong slalom skier.
Is this a race that will be over today, Chris, or are the events stretched over several days?
No, this one will be over today. It's I mean, after 8 hours or so. I mean, it's kind of a marathon ski race. But, no, we should have a medalist here at the end of the day. And, again, Ligety could be the guy. He's 21 years old. He's from Park City, and he's just a very strong skier.
Okay, just one other thing. The American women's team, how do prospects look today after that terrible crash yesterday? I guess Ms. Kildow is actually all right and maybe thinking about skiing?
Well, you may know more than I do. I've been up in the mountains here, but the last I've heard is that, yeah, you know, she didn't break anything. She didn't tear any ligaments. She hit her head. I don't know if you saw that crash, but she really took a header. And, you know, what they're saying is it's just a matter of how sore she's going to feel on race day. You know, she did a full split, hit her head, you know, got beat up pretty bad. You know, she's not going to be out of the race because she tore her knee, but, you know, it all depends on how she's feeling that day, so we may not know until a few hours before the race.
Well, I did see the crash, and the idea that that she's going to get back up and race down that mountain tomorrow is astounding. But I guess we'll wait and see. NPR's Chris Arnold reporting from the Olympic Games in Italy. Chris, thank you.